Then at Dallas, called on Easton Duff.
So Duff called for that foul, the first against him, first against the Indians in this quarter. 5:50 left in the first half. Crowell brings the ball up the floor, goes far side. Trelk looking for a screen. Seidel with the touch. Near side Crowell, down low to Franklin at the free throw line. Finds Trelk, who drives, gets all to the rim and lays it off the glass and in. 17-16, Emporia trails by one. Doring gets it to Newton in between the circles. Hands the ball off. No, he keeps it. Newton up top now. Doring in between the circles. Far side Carpenter. Carpenter behind the back. Dribble, step back three. Tried to bank it in, but no dice that time. Up the floor to Franklin. Franklin trying to dribble. Gets all the way to the rim. Misses his layup. Rebound goes out of bounds off of the Indians, so EHS will be inbounding underneath their own basket. Asher Newton enters back into the ball game as Witt goes to the bench. So now Asher and Sawyer are both in the contest. Quick toss into the corner to Franklin. Up top, Seidel right back to Franklin, driving towards the basket, and he just drops it in. 1 point Emporia lead. Driving towards the basket, Doring dumps it down low, trying to get it to Duff. Franklin knocks it away. Duff retreats and grabs it. Doring, top of the key, throws it in the corner. Three-pointer is up from Carpenter. Will not go that time, and Crowell leading the break. Quickly down the floor, down low to Frank. Poked away by Duff, gets the ball back. Seidel to Crowell. 25 on the shot clock. Emporia leads by one. Shively in the near corner. Franklin, top of the key, back to Shively. Crowell, top of the key, to the free throw line. Dribbles through two defenders, throws up the shot, thought he was fouled, no whistle. Coach Burns is right there with him, thinking he got fouled. Emporia doesn't get back defensively, and Carpenter lays it in for two. 1 point Manhattan lead as we approach 4 minutes to go in the first half. Shively working with it on the near side, looking for a screen. Spin move in the lane, and there's going to be a whistle before the shot. That will be foul number two against the Indians. First foul against Asher Newton. Witt and Hattrip enter the ball game. Crowell, the trigger man, tosses it in to Franklin. Down low, trying to get it to Trelk, and there's going to be a foul. And this one's going to go against Doring as Franklin was trying to find a cutting Trelk, and they're going to say Doring was holding on to Trelk as the ball just went out of bounds. Trying to throw it into Crowell. He comes away with the basketball at the volleyball line. Trelk on the left side, Shively in the corner. Shively going baseline all the way to the rim, and he gets it to go. First points of the night for Shively. Up the floor, working on the near side. Doring goes far side. Sawyer Newton driving Witt. Met by Seidel at the basket. Tries to get it over, and it's going to be deflected away by Crowell. Crowell throws it to half court. Franklin to Shively. Spots up. Three in the corner. Too strong, and Shively takes a tumble. No foul that time, and Manhattan gets the rebound. Asher Newton throws it to Witt in the corner. Driving baseline. And it's going to be a blocking foul against Emporia. This one's going to go against Crowell. Second against him. And having to go a little bit deeper into the bench is Coach Burns. We'll let you know all about it at the end of this timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute where Emporia leads Manhattan 20-19 on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Welcome back to Emporia High, 20-19, 3:09 left in our first half. It's going to be Manhattan basketball after the timeout called by Coach George. Quick inbounds, it's going to be deflected by Emporia, but coming away with it is Witt. Washington on the right wing. Off the front of the rim, Witt gets the rebound. Brand new shot clock, under three to go. Down low, they're trying to feed the post, and Bloomquist jumps the passing lane. Cale Bloomquist just came into the game, the sophomore that's 6 foot tall. Very rare minutes for the sophomore. So Cale and Cohen are both on the court right now. Shively driving, throws it in the corner. Cale Bloomquist open for three, and he launched that one a mile long as he airballed it. Carpenter with the rebound, pushing the ball up the floor. Doring goes to Washington on the far side to the free throw line. Spin move, works right at Seidel, left the shot short, gets his own rebound, and the second effort is good for two. 21-20, Manhattan leads by one. Seidel, top of the key, thought about the three. Cale Bloomquist, far side, up top, Seidel for three, and blocking the shot that time is Washington. Quickly up the floor to Washington, met by Seidel, and Cale Bloomquist denies him, and Trelk throws it out of bounds off of Witt. What a sequence there for Emporia. Cale Bloomquist getting back defensively that time to make a play, and Trelk saved it and threw it out of bounds off of Manhattan. And Emporia will get the ball back with 1:54 to go until our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Trelk brings it up the floor for Emporia, moving right to left on your radio dial. One possession game. Shively trying to feed the post. Gets it to Franklin. Working baseline over to Trelk in the corner. Thought about the three. Up top, Cohen. Now Cale. Cale to Trelk on the far side. Dumps it down low to Franklin. He's working against Washington, and he lays it in, and there's a foul against Washington. Big play there by Franklin. He gets the layup, he gets the foul, and he's got a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. To 21 with 1:27 left in our first half. Free throw up. It's off the front of the rim, so Franklin can't capitalize on the and one. And battling for the rebound was Cale Bloomquist that time, and he is called for the foul. So it's Manhattan basketball. Coach Burns going a little bit deeper off the bench tonight with two fouls from Crow, Franklin, and Harrington. And a bench warming is going to be called against Manhattan and Coach George. So still will be Indians basketball. Letting the referees hear a little extra. Quick toss in to Braxmeyer. Gets it over to Doring. Looking to dribble, drive, and we're going to get a blocking foul called against Emporia. Sawyer Newton was making his way towards the basket and drawing the charge there, or trying to draw the charge, was Shively, and instead it's a blocking foul. That's the first against him. Now in the bonus. Newton at the line. He's already attempted five. He's made four. Free throw is up, hits every bit of the rim and goes out. So Cale Bloomquist and Shively are going to go to the bench, and Crowell and Franklin check back in for EHS. Newton has one more free throw coming up. Made free throw ties the game. It is up. It is good. 13 first half points for Sawyer Newton. It's Emporia basketball. Bloomquist gets it in to Crowell. Crowell brings it across half court. Far side Trelk looking for a screen. Bloomquist down low trying to get it to Franklin, but the passing lane is going to be jumped by Manhattan. They get the steal and have a chance to take the lead back. Carpenter has it on the near side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Over to Hattrip. To Duff. Duff goes up for the layup, and the shot is good. Or the referees are going to convene. The foul is against Emporia. The question is it an and one? So referees talking about it. They're going to say a jump ball, so no whistle. Love that if you're Emporia. Duff was getting ready to shoot free throws, and just like that, jump ball is called. It will stay here with the Indians, but that negates what would have been at least 2 points. 22 all, 49 seconds until halftime. Quick pass into Duff, poked away by Shively. Duff gets it back all the way out to half court. Screen looking to drive. They get it to Doring, down low Duff. Duff double teamed underneath the basket, and the layup goes in. Emporia can hold for the final shot. Shot clock turned off. 25 seconds, and Coach Burns wants a timeout. It is his first of the evening. We'll take a quick 30-second break with them, with Manhattan leading Emporia 24-22 here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com.
24-22, Manhattan leads as Emporia looks to hold for the final possession here. As Coach Burns using his first timeout, trying to get some offensive reinforcements out on the floor. Quick toss in. Crowell brings the ball up the floor. Dribbling on the volleyball line. Gets it to Trelk. Trelk looking for a screen from Seidel. Retreats with 15. Looking to drive now. Picks up his dribble. Poked away. Gets the ball back. Now Franklin. Franklin with 8 to Crowell. Step back, top of the key, 3, gets it to go. Emporia leads by 1. Quickly up the floor to half court. The heave is up, and it is no good. So after our first half of action has concluded, are they saying that Crowell's foot was on the line, and that was just a 2, I suppose? So it's 24 all here at half, and before we take a quick timeout, we're joined by Emporia Lady Spartans basketball player Bailey Van Sinkel, celebrating senior night tonight. Bailey, we appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you.
Chatting with Bailey here, I know you haven't gotten a whole lot of varsity action this season, but what is it about basketball that you like so much, Bailey?
I love the team, and I love spending time with everyone, and it's really just become my family.
Definitely makes sense. Do you have a favorite moment from this season so far?
I think I had a really good time tonight. It was a lot of fun.
Definitely makes sense. How about your entire high school career? I know graduation's going to be here in just a couple of moments. Is there anything that stands out to you, just, you know, having moments with somebody? I know I put you on the spot on that one. I didn't warn you. I warned the other girls when I chatted with them earlier today. But if there is a moment, feel free, just something during your high school career.
I think just overall, like, I just love sports because all of my friends and all the friends that I can make, and it just really pushes me to be a better person. I feel like I've grown a lot throughout high school. I feel like I used to be pretty quiet, and I think I've really grown as a person.
That's great to hear. After graduation, what's in store for you?
I think I want to try to go to ESU and maybe get a business degree and then see if I can start my own dog training business.
Awesome. That sounds pretty cool. Bailey, we appreciate you making time for us here.
Thank you.
That's Bailey Van Sickle of Emporia High Lady Spartans basketball. Coach Stewart will be joining us in a little bit as we sit here at half of our boys contest, 24 all, as we now welcome Coach Stewart on the headset here as the Lady Spartans ultimately fell tonight 58-38, but a strong first quarter tonight for the Lady Spartans. Tied it up at 12 after the first 8 minutes. What'd you see that you liked, especially in that first quarter, Coach?
You know, we really took care of their press. We were happy we got the ball in the right spot, and then we were aggressive. You know, we put in a couple plays this week really just to kind of help maybe get some flow, and it got us some early shots from outside. Kinsley knocked them down, and then we got some good shots at the basket, which really helps things going. And if we just are able to score, it's so much better for our defense. It's kind of coach speak, obviously, but we're able to set up our defense and not get at runouts, and it just really helps.
When you look at when things kind of started to turn at the end of the first quarter and then, you know, that start of the second quarter, Manhattan was able to go on a run. Did you notice anything different from them?
Yeah, we just didn't take care of the ball. I mean, the girls competing hard, and they're trying to make plays and just got a little impatient, I think. And we had some turnovers that led to some runouts and turnovers that they were able to get some action going early, and we just couldn't get the ball in the hole. And once we did that, we kind of settled that back down a little bit.
Special moment tonight to be able to honor the seniors as a coach. I know you've been a part of the program for a long time, but you always see those seniors come by, and it's always a special moment, I imagine.
It really is. They're all three special people. You know, you just talked to Bailey, and she's such a good teammate. I mean, she hasn't complained one time to us, and it's tough for her. I know she was a little inexperienced when she got here. She did sit out last year, and then when she came in, she knew her role. She was helping with that JV squad and did a really good job. And then Harley came out for her senior year, gave us some athleticism. And you see tonight, she probably had her best offensive night tonight, just 6 points. But, man, when she really run that court, we were able to find her the ball, and she made some baskets. And then Ken's, like I said, I can't talk enough about Ken's. She's a leader on this team. All the girls respect her, and not just because she's a senior. She's earned it. She's worked her butt off. She has kind of changed her mindset and got a lot more aggressive, and I can't say how happy I am for her, the success she's had this year.
Hitting the road on Friday night, taking on Junction City. The first go-around, you're able to grab a victory against them. What's kind of the game plan the next couple of days and then getting ready for the Jays again?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is, you know, we're going to work on us. We're going to get our stuff figured out and try and improve our stuff, but defensively. And then on offense, I think we just got to be more patient. They're going to run a lot of zone action at us, so we're going to find work on our zone offense, work on our zone sets, and try and get the ball in the right spot to the right kids at the right time.
Brett, I appreciate the time, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Rain. Appreciate it.
Lady Spartans fell tonight 58-38. We'll have the action for you on Friday night when they travel to Junction City here on KVOE. Halftime of our boys contest, it is 24 all. We'll take a quick timeout and then get you the first half numbers here on KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Emporia High Spartans Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESB Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Long Vine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Welcome back to Emporia High. It's tied at 24 at half. Go ahead and take a look at our first half numbers, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Leading the charge for Emporia, 7 points from Trelk, 6 from Franklin, 5 points apiece from Cohen Bloomquist, and Krell with Shively chipping in two. Other side, Sawyer Newton leading the charge with 13 of their 24 points. Will Carpenter has 5, as well as Washington, 2 points from Dump. Those are your offensive numbers. This game was 13-10 in favor of Manhattan at the end of the first, and it is tied at 24 right now. Earlier tonight on our sister station, Country 101.7 FM, Burlingame girls basketball saw their season come to a close at the hands of Rural Vista, 49-46. Madison girls basketball lives to play another day as they topped Fairfield, 48-24. Coming up on our KVOE family of stations, high school basketball-wise, we'll have the matchup for you coming up on Friday night at Junction City with a doubleheader here on KVOE. Afternoon basketball on Saturday, as we'll have Waverly at Lebo, boys basketball playoffs, and then we'll have Olpie in action on Saturday as well, both of those games at 2 o'clock. So postseason basketball here for our smaller schools, and we'll have plenty of coverage. Make sure you pay attention to kvoe.com/calendar for the latest on-air schedule. Second half underway. It is Emporia basketball. Bad pass picked off coast to coast. Doring lays it in for two. First points of the game for Doring. And that's going to drive a coach crazy. Emporia now moving left to right on your radio dial. Trelk looking to drive down two. Picks up his dribble. Throws it away. Back-to-back turnovers in transition. Layup is up and good by Carpenter. Four-point lead. Franklin catches it down low, looking to drive, and traveling is Franklin. So it's Trelk, Cohen Bloomquist, Seidel, Franklin, and Crowell on the floor for Emporia. Carpenter, Doring, Washington, Newton, and Witt for Manhattan. Carpenter in between the circles, gets to the free throw line, throws it out to an open three-point shooter, Doring, and he knocks it down. And we have a timeout called by Evan Burns. We'll take one with him. 7:06 to go in the third here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Not a great start to the second half for EHS. They've been outscored 7-0 and three turnovers. Every possession has ended up with a steal or some sort of turnover. Crowell has it on the near side. Home white uniforms for Emporia. Spartans across the chest in black. Red numbers. Trelk looking to drive. Free throw line jumper. He gets it to go. Burns loves it when Trelk shoots from there, and that's a good way to calm the run there. 6:40 to go in the third. Sawyer Newton looking to drive, and it's going to be an offensive foul. He lowered his shoulder and ran over Trelk that time. Love what you see there by Trelk. He scores on one end, and on the other side he gives up his body. That is the second foul against Newton, first against the Indians in this quarter. Stops and baskets, stops and basket. That's how you get back into this ball game after trailing by seven. Burns yelling out to Crowell, who crosses half court, dribbling on the volleyball line. Trying to get it to Bloomquist, but the passing lane is jumped and going coast to coast, and laying it in is Doring. 33-26. Back to a 7-point lead. Crowell gets a screen from Franklin. Pass over to Franklin. Up top, Bloomquist thought about the three corner, and it never got there. It's going to be picked off and going coast to coast. Doring, and he lays it in for two more. What a disaster here for Emporia. It's a 9-point lead, largest either team has had tonight for Manhattan. Crowell in the corner, off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Trelk. Over to Crowell, right back to Trelk, and he hits the shot. It's going to be a two. Foot must have been on the line that time. It's a 7-point lead. Washington, top of the key, feeds it down low to Newton. Newton battling with Seidel, and his layup rolls out, and a foul going for the rebound. And the foul is going to go against Manhattan. That goes against Sawyer Newton. That's going to be his third. And Coach George is going to bring him out. Crowell, Bloomquist, Shively, Franklin, and Trelk on the court for EHS. Crowell goes near side to Trelk. Trelk on the right wing, dumps it to Franklin. Franklin, spin move, triple teamed. Up top, Trelk thought about the three. Now he drives. 15-footer is good. Trelk having a tremendous junior campaign, leading Emporia in scoring for most of the year. Washington goes near side. Three-headed monster between him, Crowell, and Franklin. Washington is fouled driving towards the basket. He lost the ball, thought Emporia had a clean steal, but then the whistle negates the takeaway. This one's going to go against Shively, his second, first against Emporia in the quarter. Witt's going to be the trigger. Man-to-man defense here for Emporia. Washington catches it at the rim, met by Franklin, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds off of Manhattan. Good defense there by Franklin to wall up and force a contested layup And then there were three Indians surrounding him while he was battling for the rebound, and somehow it's Manhattan, the last one that touched it. Crowell on the far side. Looking to drive. Goes baseline. Up top, Franklin. Spin move. He loses the ball. Quickly up the floor. Asher Newton to the rim. He missed the layup. Offensive rebound and put back by Carpenter. 7-point lead for Manhattan. Halfway through the third. Crowell top of the key. Leaves it for Franklin. Over to Shively. Up top, Trelk. Gets a screen from Franklin. Up top, Blomquist. Far side, Shively. Driving baseline. Picks up his dribble. And he goes up for a shot, and it's blocked by Carpenter. Manhattan with the rebound. Racing up the floor. They go near side. Newton up top. Pump fake. Three-pointer, Carpenter. He gets it to go. And Coach Burns wants a timeout. It's a 10-point Manhattan lead. 40-30 here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, the Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street, Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
40-30, Manhattan leads Emporia basketball. Harrington, Crowell, Shively, Franklin, and Trelk on the floor for EHS. 3:39 left in the third. It wouldn't be an Emporia basketball game if they didn't dig themselves into a hole and try and get out of it. Harrington in between the circles. Crowell on the far side. Man-to-man defense here by Manhattan. Crowell driving to the free throw line. Up top, Franklin. Far side, Shively. To Trelk to the free throw line. Runner in the lane. It's going to be blocked from behind, but there's a foul as Trelk took a hit to the head. Daring called for that one. That is his second of the night. Emporia has attempted four free throws in the game. They've only made one of them. This is the first time Trelk will be shooting. And it's off the front iron. EHS has struggled from the charity stripe all season long. Free throw up, and it is good. 40-31 after going 1-for-2 for Trelk. Quickly up the floor. Doring has it on the volleyball line. Up top, Hattrip hands it off to Sawyer Newton. Newton to the free throw line. Hands it off to Carpenter, who tries the three off the front of the rim. Hattrip offensive rebound. Working against Crowell now underneath the basket to Newton. Sawyer Newton gets all the way to the rim, and he lays it in. 42-31. It's an 11-point lead. Crowell goes far side to Trelk. Emporia's got to stop the bleeding. Crowell on the right wing. Drives to the free throw line. Keeps his dribble alive over to Trelk. Trelk drives up top, Crowell. Straight on for three for a John Newland made triple. Second made free by Crowell in this one. It's an 8-point game. 2:20 left in the quarter. Newton has it down low. He's double teamed. Gets all the way to the rim and he lays it in. Even with the double team, it was too easy to convert. 10-point ball game. Trelk has it on the near side. Up top, Franklin. Far side, Crowell. Crowell on the left wing. begins to dribble, looking for a screen from Harrington. They switch it defensively. Crowell looking to drive, scoop layup. He draws a whistle, and Crowell should be shooting two. Duff called for the foul. That's his second. Crowell shooting two. First time he's been at the free throw line in this game. And he leaves the first one short. ...44-34 with Crowell at the line. Franklin goes to the bench as Cohen Bloomquist comes back into the ballgame. Free throw is up, hits every bit of the rim, and rolls in. Full court pressure shown by EHS. They're going to break it with a pass up the floor to Witt, who stops on the left wing. Up top, Doering. Doering has it poked away by Shively, who's looking to go coast to coast all the way to the rim. The senior lays it in. Great defense there to get the takeaway. And Emporia, full court pressure, is going to knock the ball out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with Manhattan. Braxmeyer comes in. Witt's going to be the inbounder. Witt tosses this one into Braxmeyer. They're going to call him for a traveling violation. I thought they were going to call a tic-tac foul against Trelk there. And instead, it's a traveling violation, and Emporia will get the ball back. So Franklin's going to be the inbounder underneath his own basket. Quick toss in to Crowell. Crowell to the throw line, keeps his dribble alive, and he loses the ball out of bounds. But it goes off of Manhattan, so he'll stay here with the Spartans. 1:23 to go in the third. Manhattan leads 44-37. Crowell quick toss in. Gets it into Trelk. Shively with a touch. Crowell in between the circles. 20 to go on the shot clock. Crowell gets a screen. Top of the key. Looking to drive. Layup at the rim, lays it in. Crowell starting to take over. Braxmeyer dribbles through a double team, gets it across half court. They throw it in the corner. Step back three for Witt, and he gets it to go. And there's a foul underneath the basket. So the shot's going to be good. And then they're going to get a foul against Manhattan. That's against Newton. That's his fourth. So that is huge with 53 seconds to go in the quarter. So we'll go all the way to the other end of the court, and Trelk will be shooting two now that Emporia is in the bonus. So Wade got his first points of the game, making the three. 47-39, first free throw from Trelk is up and good. So Trelk 2-for-3 at the charity stripe in this one. Free throw is up and good. 47-41, Washington bringing the ball up the floor, throws it to half court. Braxmeyer, top of the key, goes down low, and it goes through the hands of Hattrip, and that's another turnover by the Indians. 47-41. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor. Crowell gets a screen from Franklin. Dribbling on the far side. Goes near side to Trelk. Shively top of the key. Looking to drive to the free throw line. Hands the ball off to Trelk. Down low Franklin over to Shively. Cutting reverse layup. He can't get it to go. Would have been a big shot there for Emporia. Instead, missed shot. And now Manhattan can hold for the final possession of the quarter. Doering, and we're going to get an illegal screen called against Washington. Doring got by Shively thanks to the screen. Second foul against Washington, and the turnover allows Emporia to hold for the final shot with 9.2 ticks. Since it's an offensive screening foul, it's not going to allow Emporia to shoot bonus free throws, even though Emporia is in the bonus. Crowell brings the ball across half court, gets it over to Trelk from the volleyball line to beat the buzzer. Too strong. Bloomquist battling for it, and we're going to have a foul going for the rebound. And it's going to go against Bloomquist. Second against him, second in the quarter. So not a great foul, but not the worst foul, because with 1.5 seconds, Manhattan's going to have to go the full length of the court. Washington, the inbounder, gets it into Braxmeyer from three-quarters court. The prayer will not be answered. So after three quarters, Manhattan leads by six. It is 47-41 here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
6-point game with 8 minutes left on the clock. We begin quarter number four. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE, Emporia, Kansas. Indians basketball, Shively, Bloomquist, Trelk, Kraut, and Franklin on the court. They toss the ball into the backcourt, and they're trying to say Doring stepped on the baseline there, but the referees disagree. Coach Burns could not believe it. Bringing the ball up the floor, Manhattan has it. Newton out there with four team fouls, spinning, working against Shively, lowers his shoulder, and it's going to be a foul against Emporia. Third foul against Shively. So Newton's going to be shooting two. Sawyer leading this offense tonight with 17 points. Free throw too strong on the first one. And the second free throw attempt hits off the back of the iron and goes in. 48-41. Trelk has it on the near side. First possession of the fourth quarter for EHS. Bloomquist goes far side to Crowell. Crowell gets a screen, dribbling on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, goes near side to Trelk. Trelk retreats to half court, looking for a screen from Franklin. Bloomquist, Shively, under 10, down low. It's a bad pass. They're trying to get it into Franklin, but a turnover by Emporia. Quickly up the floor, behind the back dribble. Doring goes left wing to Carpenter. Carpenter, floater in the lane with the right hand. Is going to be too strong, but Newton there for the offensive rebound. Over to Carpenter, double team, finds Witt cutting towards the basket. Up top, Newton. Newton drives towards the rim. Carpenter goes up for the shot, and Franklin blocks it. Staying here with the Indians with a 7-point lead. They'll be inbounding on the baseline. Quick toss in, Washington driving baseline, miscommunication by the Emporia defense, and he missed the wide open layup, but an offensive rebound by Newton, and Emporia fouls him. The lane opened up for Washington. He got caught in between going up for a dunk and a layup. He couldn't believe he was that wide open. He missed the shot, but Sawyer Newton there for the offensive rebound. And he draws a foul. That is foul number three against Bloomquist. And the first free throw there from Newton off the back of the rim. Manhattan leaving plenty of points at the charity stripe in this game. Leaving this game within striking distance for the Spartans. Second free throw from Newton is up and good. He's got 19. Prowl goes near side to Trelk. Trelk working on the right wing. Up top, Franklin. Far side, Prowl. Prowl gets a screen from Seidel. Trying to drive, but no space. Goes near side to Trelk. Trelk in between the circles. Gets it to Seidel. Prowl working with it on the perimeter. 10 to go on the clock. The shot clock. Emporia's got to move. Prowl, spin move, gets it over to Franklin. It's deflected away. Washington with the steal. He's leading the break. 3-on-2 all the way to the rim. He lays it in for two more. Quickly up the floor for Prowl. Dribbling in between the circles. Emporia yet to score in this quarter. Shively corner three won't go. Offensive rebound by Franklin. Out to Trelk on the left wing. Thought about the three. He had enough space for half a millisecond. Near side Crowell driving baseline. Picks up his dribble. Out to Trelk. Deep right wing three. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Shively. He goes up for the shot, and we're going to get a foul. Shively trying to save his shooting. The referee disagrees with him. Sawyer Newton's going to foul out with those five fouls. He's been their offense for a large chunk of the night. So you'll take that if you're Emporia. Duff comes back into the ballgame. Crowell, the inbounder. Quick toss into Trelk. He's wide open at the rim, and he lays it in. Two easy points there for Emporia. Cuts it to an eight-point game. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Doring looking for a screen. Gets to the free throw line. Throws it in the corner to Witt. Up top, Washington. Wide open for three. Off the front of the rim, and he gets a kind roll, and it goes in. An 11-point Manhattan advantage. Crowell all the way out at half court. Dribbles to the right wing, working against Washington. Step back, 15-footer on the baseline. He gets it to go. He had to work hard to get free that time. And it is a 9-point game. Coach Burns wants a one-minute timeout. We'll take it with him. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports. Brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostessons, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
4:48 left in the fourth quarter. Manhattan leads Emporia 54-45. It is Indian basketball. They can go the full length of the court and run the baseline. Washington tosses it in. They double-team Carpenter immediately. Gets it up the floor to Doring. To the free throw line. All the way to the basket. And the ball is going to get wedgied up there. That's the second time we've seen that tonight. Here, you might see that once or twice season long, and it's happened twice in this contest, both on the far basket. Crowell with it on the near side, guarded by Washington, looking to drive, keeping his dribble alive, step back on the baseline, shot may have been blocked that time as he airballed it. Witt with the rebound, and he starts to dribble, and then he walks with it. So that's an Indian turnover right back to EHS. So Crowell will be the trigger man, down 9, 4:23 to play. Crowell needs somebody to come towards him, gets it into Franklin, and he's going to draw a whistle on the entry pass. Duff called for that one. That is his third. Second foul against the Indians in the quarter. Two team fouls against each club. Quick inbounds to Seidel. Thought about the three. Down low, Franklin. Franklin out to Shively from the right wing. Gets Washington in the air. Over to Seidel. He'll try the corner three, and he knocks it down. First point of the game for the senior Seidel, and they couldn't have come at a bigger time. Emporia trails by six. Witt in the backcourt. Picks up the dribble. Gets it to Doring. Doring to the free throw line. Over to Carpenter. Thought about the far wing three. Dribble. Drives. Gets by Seidel at the free throw line. He quiets the crowd with the made jumper. 8-point lead. Shively on the far side. Crowell top of the key to the free throw line. Goes up for the shot. He loses the ball. It's out of bounds off of Manhattan. 3:40 to go. 56 Manhattan, 48 Emporia. Crowell the inbounder. Quick toss into Trelk. Wide open top of the key. He dribbles to the free throw line. The jumper left it short, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Emporia. When he went up for the shot that time, Trelk just kind of held it a little bit too long. He was afraid it was going to get blocked, and his whole motion was out of sorts. Quickly up the floor, Carpenter misses the layup at the rim. Emporia's got numbers going the other way. Shively saves it from going out of bounds. Over to Crowell, cutting towards the rim, and he'll lay it in. Crowell heating up in the second half, and there's going to be a violation on the inbounds as Washington's foot crossed the line, and Manhattan gives the ball right back to Emporia. Down six with the basketball, 3:19 to play in Q4. Crowell the inbounder, quick toss in the corner to Seidel. He's wide open, and he can't get the shot to go, but an offensive rebound by Crowell. Trout to the rim, floater up, and it's halfway down and out. It nearly stuck in. There was a foul against Manhattan. This one goes against Duff. That is his fourth. And Coach George wants a timeout. I don't blame him. All the momentum on the side of the Spartans right now. 56-50, 3:11 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Trell getting ready to step up to the free throw line. He's 3-for-4 from there so far tonight, and there's some big ones coming up here for the junior. Trying to make it closer than six. Duff fouled him. That's his fourth of the night. Three team fouls against Manhattan. Free throw is up, and the first one is good from Trell. Second free throw from Trelk is up, and he's got an even 20 points so far tonight. Leading all scorers. Full court pressure by the Spartans. They're going to double team right on the baseline. And we're going to have a timeout called by Manhattan. They'll have two more to play with. So we'll take a timeout with them. It's 56-52. Manhattan leads Emporia here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
56-52, Manhattan leads Emporia with 3:07 left in the fourth. Manhattan basketball. Needing the inbound is Washington. Got to go the full length of the court. Quick toss in. It's going to be deflected by Bloomquist. Out of bounds off of him. So they'll be inbounding once again. So once again, Washington from the baseline with Bloomquist in his face. Quick toss in. It's stolen away by Shively immediately. He's looking to drive over to Trelk. Thought about the three. He'll take it. It's going to be airballed. Offensive rebound by Bloomquist. His shot's going to be short. Going the other way. Manhattan has numbers all the way to the rim, and laying it in is Carpenter. 6-point lead for Manhattan. Less than three to go. Crowell gets to the heart of the defense and gets the floater to go. Witt has it in the backcourt. Gets it up ahead to Washington. Before he crosses half court, he passes it to Duff. Now near side, Doering. Doering in between the circles. Gets to the free throw line. Keeps his dribble alive. Floater in the lane. Too strong. Rebound try goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off of Emporia. Shively was battling for Duff that time. Shively fell down, and they say it's off of him. 2:21 left in our game. Emporia and Manhattan went to overtime in the Little Apple earlier this month. Quick toss in. Doering has it on the far wing. Up top, Washington. Still 30 seconds to go on the shot clock. Looking to drive. Doering throws it up top. Witt over to Washington on the left wing. He gets to the free throw line. Gets all the way to the rim, and he's going to draw a foul against Bloomquist. I think they're going to say the foul was before the shot. That's foul number four against Bloomquist. Third against EHS in the quarter. Manhattan keeps the ball with a brand new shot clock into Washington. He's driving baseline. Good defense by Trell. Goes up for the layup. Rebounded by Franklin. Trelk bringing the ball up the floor, down four. In the corner to Bloomquist. Up top, Trelk. Now Crowell on the volleyball line. Looking to drive. Working on the wing. To the heart of the defense. Gets into the paint. Over to Shively. Left wing. Three is good! 1-point game. Shively's got seven. Manhattan up 58-57. Up the floor, Witt. Up top, Doering. On the volleyball line. Looking to drive to the free throw line. Throws it in the corner. Witt looking to answer with his own three. He does. Second made three by Witt. And a bad pass by Emporia. It's a turnover in transition all the way to the rim. And the put back by Witt. The second effort is good. 63-57. Shively on the far side. Pump fakes. Now he steps into the three. Halfway down and out. Battle for the rebound. Manhattan comes away with it. 50 seconds to go. And a foul by Emporia. Foul against Franklin. That's his third. Emporia down six. There's a Manhattan inbounding in front of their own bench. 14-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Quick toss into Witt, and they're just going to foul him immediately. Crowell takes the foul. So Witt shooting a couple free throws here. Emporia needs some misses. Free throw is up, and it is good. Seven-point ball game. And the second free throw is also good from Witt. Trout bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Crowell on the elbow. Gets a screen from Franklin. Step back over to Seidel for three. Too strong. Rebound by Duff. Shot clock turned off. Emporia's going to have to foul if they want to extend this game. And they foul Carpenter. Manhattan has scored the last 7 points in the game.
That was called on Harry 12, his second personal. At the line for Manhattan, Carpenter shoots two.
Carpenter at the line shooting two. And the first one is up and good for her, his first made free throw in the game. 66-57, second free throw is up and also good. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor, looking for a screen, dribbling top of the key, he'll shoot the three, and it's good. Coach Burns wants a timeout, down seven, 22 seconds to play. We'll be back in 1 minute here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dock.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
67-60, 22 seconds to go. Manhattan leads Emporia. Witt the inbounder after the timeout. Gets it in to Doring, who throws it up the floor, but there's a foul on the pass. Cale Bloomquist just checked into the ball game for Emporia. First minutes for him in the second half, and he commits the foul. Second foul against him. Doring going up to the line. Free throw is up and it is good. It's the first time that Doring's been at the line tonight. The made free throw there gives him 10 points. He's got one more coming up. Free throw is up and good, so two for two. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor, gets by one defender, and then they foul him. That will be foul number four against the Indians. So Emporia will be inbounding on the far sideline, just out of reach of the student section. Quick toss in to Trelk. Trelk thought about the three, goes down low to Franklin, out to Seidel. He'll try a deep three, too strong off the back of the rim. Shively saves it from going out of bounds. No, he was the last one to touch it, nearly was able to keep it in. So it's a nine-point lead for Manhattan with 10 seconds to go. Emporia showing a little full court pressure here. And they're going to bring Harrington into the ball game, it looks like, for Franklin. Quick toss in. And there's going to be an whistle after 2 seconds as Emporia takes the foul almost immediately. So we'll make our way to the other end of the floor. Crowell commits that one. So Carpenter shooting two. Went 2 for 2 last time. Manhattan's made their free throws down the stretch when it's mattered. He gets the first one there. Line change for Coach Burns. Getting the 4 seniors that were all out on the floor off the court. So a fun moment there as the crowd gets up and applauds for them. Carpenter hits the second free throw. He goes 2 for 2 as Cale Bloomquist bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia. And Manhattan's going to pick up the win in this one. Final score 71-60. Emporia falls tonight. They are now 15-7, 4-5 in league games, and clinching the Centennial League title is Manhattan, improving to 6-3 in league games and 14-7 on the season. Again, your final score 71-60. Thanks for joining us tonight for Emporia High Basketball. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the final numbers and catch up with Evan Burns here on KVOE.
It's game day at Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride. Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice-cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Rural Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Land, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Braden Brown.
Final tonight from Emporia, where the Spartans fall 71-60. Manhattan sweeps the night, and they get some revenge on Emporia from what happened earlier this year in the Little Apple, at least on the boys' side. Let's go ahead and get you the post-game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. 20 points apiece from Crowell and Trelk, 7 from Shively, 6 from Franklin, 5 from Cohen Bloomquist and 3 from Seidel. On the other side, leading the charge with 20 points was Carpenter, 19 from Newton, 11 from Doring, 9 points from Washington, 8 points from Witt, 2 from Duff. So those are your offensive numbers tonight as Emporia falls 71-60. Our Dr. Caitlin Toso player of the game will go to Rylan Crowell, who had 20 points on his senior night. We now have Evan Burns joining us as he tosses on the headset after a tough loss tonight. Coach, we appreciate you making the time for us. Another contest where you guys dug yourselves into a hole and just couldn't complete the comeback all the way. Looking at the start of this game, what'd you see that from Manhattan that was able to get them the victory tonight?
Yeah, I thought they got downhill. They attacked. They made some good, key shots. It was back and forth that first half. And other than that, just we turned the ball over way too much down the stretch. That cost us. And give credit to Manhattan. They executed. They capitalized on our mistakes, and that's what good teams do. So Manhattan's really a good team. They're probably going to end up winning the conference. So we knew it was going to be a boxing match tonight. So
the Indians used a 7-0 run to open up the third quarter. Did you see anything differently from them to start that half?
No, we just gave them the ball. We turned it over, and like I said, they capitalized on our turnovers, and that extended their lead. And I had to burn out 2 timeouts to try to get regroup, and that was that.
You guys were able to storm all the way back, got it to 58-57, but then it was a 9-0 run by the Indians. What'd you see from the guys that got them energized? We've seen that time and time again. You guys dig yourself that hole, and then, you guys fire back. You force the takeaways. You turn up the full court pressure, and is there any thought of maybe more full court pressure earlier in games or anything like that?
We may have to, but I think we didn't turn the ball over when we made our comeback, and we forced them to turn the ball over, and we capitalized on their mistakes. And we were down 6 or 7 starting the third, and we're down 1, about a minute and a half left, and next thing you know, the tables turned and they didn't miss. So they hit 22, hit that key 3, and at the top of the key, that hurts. I don't know if he's even made 8 all year. And then 12 hit that key 3 in the corner. That kind of just took a lot of life. But, there's nothing to hang their hats on, their heads on. We fought back. We cut it down to 1. We had a chance there to take the lead. So overall, it's hard to take. It's just sad. It just stinks. The seniors gave everything they had. Some were questionable to come out with me, new guy coming in, and they gave it a shot, and it just stinks to see them not being able to go out on their home, their senior night with a win. So, thankfully this is not our last game. If we take care of business Friday, I think we'll be back in this gymnasium come next Tuesday. So we got to take care of business. We got to get locked in tomorrow, and we got to go back to work. So
make the trip up to Junction City on Friday to close out the regular season. What are you hoping to see from the boys trying to rebound and get back in the win column?
Just stay together. Just stick together. It's not been. Nothing's been a disappointment. They're not failures or nothing like that. They, like we've discussed earlier in the talk show and other pregame, postgames, this conference is probably the toughest conference in high school basketball. I want to know. You got the EKL up in Kansas City. You got the Sunflower. Yes, you got those guys. But this conference is tough. This conference is so tough. You can't be making mistakes. You can't, because your opponent's too good. They're going to capitalize, and we've done that to our opponents too. So we just got to get back locked in and we just got to get back to work.
Evan, appreciate you stopping by, and we'll catch up with you on Friday and before Junction City.
Hey, appreciate you.
Emporia falls tonight 71-60, now on a four-game losing streak, 15-7 on the year, 4-5 in league contest. We gave away our Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game. We do need to find a Play of the Game brought to you by Callie Medrano of Shelter Insurance. It's going to be the three that Maddox Shively hit. He connected on the three when Emporia was trailing 58-54. The three cut it to a one-point game, 58-57. Unfortunately, it was a 9-0 run answered by the Indians after the three. So Emporia falls here tonight. They'll be back at it on Friday against Junction City. We'll have coverage for you for the doubleheader. We'll also be busy with wrestling coverage all day on Friday. Tegan Trahoon will have the 5A girls and boys state wrestling tournament for us. So we might jump in and out of a part of our basketball broadcast, or at least during our halftime, and get you some wrestling coverage if there is matches going on. So just a heads up on that for our coverage on Friday night when we make the trek up to Junction City. Thanks for joining us for Emporia High Basketball tonight. Special thanks to Connie back at the studios for turning the knobs and getting myself on and off the airs. We're going to send you back to normal Tuesday night programming here on KVOE. Braden Brown saying goodnight to you.